Donegal in the northwest is a black spot in relation to the provision of services. Many of our teams, what's called the CDNT teams, are under capacity, in some cases 60% vacancies. And that means that children with complex needs are left without the services that they need. Those services can be speech and language services, it could be physio, it could be OT services, it might be a young boy in a wheelchair that has outgrown the wheelchair, is now in pain because the seat is too small, but an OT is not there to resize it, or somebody in a brace, or indeed somebody that's struggling with their language. And as a recognition of the fact that the HSE was failing, the government announced in 2023 a fund that would be available to the community voluntary and private sector to see if they could, in emergency capacity, step in and provide any services to these families. And that's the core issue that was raised in the Dáil today, because while that fund was announced and 52 organisations, including four in Donegal, were told that they were going to get money, the money never existed. The money was never there, and the money still isn't there to this day, and nobody's had a penny, and families in the last year and a half since it was announced have been waiting without any services for their children.
And I guess that's really important, because it is very much a time sensitive issue, because these situations can only get worse, and they only fester over time. And speaking about it in the Dáil, it looked like the Taoiseach, certainly he was agreeing with you, there was no disagreement there, but now it's a time definitely for action rather than words, isn't it?
Yeah, and look, for me it was a bit frustrating to hear from the Taoiseach. There was two things we wanted out of this. One is we want the money to be released so that the 3.6 million to the four organisations in Donegal is actually allocated, and then that we start to provide these services. But I also need accountability. It's not acceptable, and I made that point. In one case, a child was asked to accompany the minister at the press conference where this money was announced. The minister told the family and told the public that this would be a game changer for children in Donegal. That child hasn't had a HSE-funded speech and language or physio in the last year and a half. And there has to be not just a case of brushing this over and we'll sort it out now, but why hasn't it been sorted out up until now? How is it that children with complex needs and additional needs and their parents have been allowed to be dealt with by this? There is far too many broken promises that we've seen over this, and you know, we need accountability. Like, and you know, as the parent said to me, they felt that their child was used in an election prop, because this was announced 2 days before the local elections.